Hey guys, welcome back to the Spoken Word Podcast. As you can see, I have a lovely guest here today. It's not my co-host. It's Gigi Rosten. Yeah? Hope I pronounced your last name properly. I mean, I should have because I know you anyway. Yeah, like I said, Javen's not on our podcast this week. He's actually down in Bournemouth. He's just had his graduation ceremony. So congrats to him. It was delayed. I was supposed to be there this weekend, but you know, things happen. But anywho, like I said, we've got Gigi Rosten, man. Let's go. We're trying to do this for some time. I can see you as well. You're rocking a new hairstyle.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You already looked young before. But now, because you got the fringe and all that, you look even younger.
Approaching my 30, but you know.
Nah, it suits you, though, still. But, yeah, man, let's jump right into it, man. Obviously, I want to invite you on, innit? Yeah, I've wanted to invite you on for a while now. Just basically talk about, we know each other from retail. We used to work together in retail, innit? So I was going to talk about our experience, our evolution, what we've gone through mentally, and like where we're at now, innit? So if do you want to start or shall I go?
I was at retail. I was working in retail for like 11 years.
Yeah.
So you can say I have a bit of a, I have quite an experience, not just obviously as skills, but like just experience of what I've been through in retail. I kind of know like what goes on, the pros and cons as well. I know it quite well. Yeah. And it's not easy. It's got good sides, but it's not an easy place to be in.
No, hell no. I was thinking about that earlier. It's really, it's a character builder, man. You think retail is pretty straightforward because that's, on the most part, that's what people mostly do when they leave education. Their first job, more enough times, it's going to be retail, isn't it? But when you persist at it for a long time, man, it's a character builder, man. It's a game changer, man. Well, I can, for definitely for my experience, and I feel like I can speak for you as well, for your experience as well.
So,
you said you was in it for what, 11 years or over a decade. So you're a bit more mentally tougher than me because I was only in it for about 3 years or something, just over 3 years. So yeah, man, you've done a lot more than me.
I feel like it's a kind of place where it makes you or breaks you.
Yeah. So it's the making of you will be the breaking of you, 100%.
Yeah. And I feel like, for most years, I was fine. It was just towards the end, I did feel like it was starting to affect me, like my mental health.
Yeah.
I feel like COVID, because of the pandemic, it didn't help as well. But it's really, really tough place to be in. And I feel like the company that we worked at was really tough as well, because it there was a lot of things involved in it. It wasn't just customer service. It was so many things as well that made it tough. Yeah.
I wish you could put these on blast, man, but they might be able to, might be able to, like, defamation or whatever it is right now. But yeah, the company we were both worked for was very interesting, man. So obviously, like, I'll jump to it now. See, like, you joined a couple of years before me. Joined in like 2018. It was a different store, different location. And then I was there for about a year, and then I actually done a madness and I actually left, innit? Like, I can't remember. I can't remember the reason why, but I actually done a madness and I left in it. And then I joined back like 3 months later to a different store. And then also I met you in it. And you know what? Even though like what we're going to go into, man, it sounds mad and all that. But when I first joined, I remember it was like summer 2019 in it, you know? I loved it. It was sick. Like I was waking up. I couldn't wait to go to work. Obviously, I'd rather stay in bed all day and then do whatever in it, yeah. But like I didn't mind waking up and going to work. Yeah. The team was great as well. I had a really good team. And then made some good friends. Also, I met up with them last weekend. Tried to invite you, but you was ill. Honestly, I made some good friends from that place, innit? But first 5-6 months were calm. Up until Christmas, I would say it was calm. And then that's when I first started to raise some eyebrows. I was like, Basically, it was Christmas, innit? Yeah. Christmas week. And obviously, retail, you have to work. You're pretty much working up until Christmas Day, especially in this situation, yeah, where I basically negotiated with the manager at the time, yeah, that I wanted that week off, innit? So I had that week off unpaid, innit, you know? And I'm kind of glad I took it as well, because what happened was, do you remember? I think you was there. You experienced it. Was you?
What?
Oh, no, you might. You didn't then, because if you don't know, then, nah. You know, on Christmas Eve, they was about to shut the store and the shop.
I was there.
Oh, yeah. He was dead. How do you not remember that? I remember that I was off. So no, you explain it better than me then. You can probably explain it better. Go on.
Yeah, so we had the normal shift.
Yeah.
And then obviously the end of the shift, we were closing up, cashed up all the tills, closed the store now. And then obviously you have to turn on the alarm before you leave.
Yeah, yeah.
For security. It was the shutters.
The shutters.
The shutters wouldn't move down, and you can't leave the store without the shutters being like closing the store.
Yeah.
So we were like, oh my God, you know. And at that point, we didn't realize how long it was going to take. We thought it was going to be a case of they're going to send someone ASAP, because we called obviously the help desk to say, this is the situation, you need to send someone. We didn't realize it was going to take about four or five hours. So we were sitting there waiting for this guy. But I'm telling you, even though it was annoying, obviously no one wants to go home late on Christmas Eve. People want to go home to their families, especially with travel. It's on your mind.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say as well. It's not like the shutters wasn't working. It was just happened to be like a Friday evening. Like, oh, you have plans. Like, no, this was Christmas Eve. Like, the next day is Christmas. Like, you want to be, you're already on holiday mode. And that's the one thing I hate about retail as well, that you have to work this Christmas period BS in it. But yeah, carry on. Sorry for interrupting you.
I mean, it was obviously the bad side was we had to stay. We were there until like 11 o'clock, I think. 11 p.m. we were there. However, it was the girls. Remember, it was the girls that were there. Yeah.
Didn't you order pizza? You got pizza.
Yeah, we had like a pizza party. We were chatting. It was annoying, but we had so much fun while we were with the maintenance guy. So we had a little party. We were having jokes, like banters. It was a nice memory. However, like, it was annoying at the same time. When I got home, it was like, what, midnight-ish. And I was like, come on, man. You know?
And you know what? I don't know. I'm just assuming if you're I think you'll probably be comfortable with me saying this. Obviously, like, you don't celebrate Christmas. You're Muslim, innit? So probably wasn't a big deal for you. But of course, because you live in the UK, you kind of do celebrate anyway. But it's not like...
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, even if you don't celebrate a certain occasion,
you still want to be a part of it. Like,
because you feel that spirit. You feel that energy that you're just...
Yeah, exactly. Like, the spirit, part of it.
And when you're working in retail, I don't want to work until late at night. I mean, we wasn't supposed to. So I didn't have that mentality back then. I thought 7 p.m., but no, it was even before that, 6 p.m., because it was Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, yeah, we're going to go home. And I was excited because I was like, I'm going to, you know, pop on some nice Christmas movies and stuff. And my whole plans were ruined, basically. All of us.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. 100%. And it was a female that showed up as well, wasn't it? Wasn't even like...
It was a male. It was a man that showed up.
Because I remember she was recording. It was like a female. They might have...
I was a security guard.
Yeah, yeah. I even felt sorry for them, innit? I was like, She had to stay over Christmas as well. And then I was just I was off at the time, innit? So I'm seeing this on the group chat popping off, innit? Yeah. I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad I didn't work in it. I'm so glad I'm off. And I was just thinking about, like, if it was me and the rest of the other boys, man, I can't lie.
No, that's what we said. If it was the boys, they would have just left.
We would have just ducked out. I would have just ducked out. I said, no, it's ridiculous. I'm not staying till like almost midnight on Christmas. Like, and I'm pretty sure the trains probably stopped by then anyway. Didn't you have to get a cab home or something?
How did I get home? I can't remember how I got home. Because I took a different route, I remember.
Yeah, because the public transport schedule changes around that on Christmas. But obviously, there's no public transport on Christmas Day, so Yeah, man. I mean, it's just like when I saw that, I was like, what a coincidence the Shutters, they never acted up before and even before after that. And even after that, there was no suspicion of the Shutters are a bit dodgy. It just happened on Christmas Eve. I was like,
But I feel in retail in general, stuff issues like this all the time. And I feel like the particular place we were working, I'm telling you, I think I even told you this, it was bad luck. It was always bad stuff happening to that place.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm about to get into. I don't even think it was even bad luck. Like, then I'm on my phone here. I'm looking at the rotor. Don't know why I'm looking at rotor because I was obviously off in it. And then I see, like, the full-timers, yeah? They've literally got, like, 2 days off. And now that sounds right if you're full-time and 2 days off. No, on Christmas week or something, you're supposed to have 3 days off. So you have your two normal days off and Christmas Day, the store shut, yeah?
Yeah.
The manager that done the rotor done Christmas Day, you was off, and one extra day you was off as well. But nobody clocked onto that for some reason. I was like, I'm the one that clocked onto that. I wasn't full time.
Yeah.
And I was off. I was like, are you guys not clocking this? So I brought it up to them. I was like, yeah. Because really, like I said, you should have 2 days off, and then because we really should be off 3 days that week, innit? Yeah. So I was like, that's not supposed to raise eyebrows, innit? I was like, hold on.
Lacking Boxing Day. That's why.
Huh?
Because remember, like, they changed the whole thing, like, rather than have Boxing open.
Yeah, it was a mess. No, because you're supposed to have your two normal days off. So I remember, because I've done that before. You're supposed to have 2 days off and then Christmas Day off. So you're supposed to have 3 days that week, innit? Yeah. So I was looking at it, I was like, okay, the Shutters are acting up. Now this, I'm starting to raise my eyebrow. I'm like, bit dodgy, innit? So, all right, cool. We jump into January, innit? Yeah? So, wait, what did I do New Year's, this was going on to 2020. Oh, yeah. Just found my boys around, just got hammered in it. All right, so we're in January now, yeah? Back to normal, whatever. Cool, you know, it's a bit dry. I think that month was a bit dry in terms of sales and all that, because everyone spunked out the money month before and all that, because everyone's broke. Now, the end of January, someone here whispers about this this coronavirus, isn't it?
I remember that.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh, corona. Now we're starting to hit February and all that. It's starting to become a bit more now. And now they're starting to make jokes about it now. Like, oh, corona, innit? And then, like... Sorry?
I actually, like, went abroad in March as well. I literally made that.
You're in Turkey, innit? Yeah. So it's like February now, innit? It's like, oh, corona. And then, like, people coming in with masks and all that. Like, not coming in masks, but, like, we'll get these, like... No, you get...
No, but people... On the tube, remember, people were wearing like crazy stuff on the tube and stuff. Like, you'll see pictures.
Do you know what it is? It was, we had like this, like an oriental customer, like a tourist came in, innit? And he'd wear a mask in it. But I think at the time, you'd wear that in China or something, in them parts of the world. It's standard. This was before it might have been because of corona, but I think they wear that anyway.
They do.
So I made a comment about it, not a joke or nothing like that. I just made a comment. I was like, oh, it's like they wear masks and all that. I'm guessing because of the pollution and where they're from, innit? Yeah. And then, middle February, end of February, now it's like becoming news now, innit? Like big news. And now, obviously, in retail, it's like, oh, sales, blah, blah, blah. And then beginning of March, okay, like, things are getting mad. I'm not even that. Where we worked, we was located in Victoria, innit? Yeah. So obviously, if you come into the country, say if you get off at Gatwick and you want to take a direct train to the city or something, you'll probably go from Gatwick to Victoria. Say if you want to get off at Victoria, yeah. So obviously we're getting an influx of tourists as well coming in. So it's like we're at high risk as well. Yeah. So I thought that was kind of mad, innit? And then now it's a thing, isn't it? Now it's a thing. Like, there's cases now. Like, it's in the UK now by this point, isn't it? Like, coronavirus is global. It's globalized now, isn't it? You know? But it's like, where we're at. Have I mentioned the company we work for? Yeah, I was literally about to slip out my mouth. I was like, so where we are, yeah, it's like, everyone's acting normal. It's like nothing. Oh, no, sales, hit your numbers, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yo, hold up. I'm like, and by this time, we're all getting ill in the store now, innit? Like, I remember, like, we're all getting ill, innit? I've got a cold. One of the other guys got a cold. Like, everyone's just getting ill, innit, man? And even a couple months before that, I got ill a few times in it. God, my immune system is just terrible, man. It used to be really good. And then it's like, it's March here, and I'm just like, I've got safety concerns in it. So I'm just like, why is this not reacting? Like, they're reacting, but they're reacting towards their benefits, if that makes sense. That's a better way of putting it. Their business modules, you know what I'm saying? It's like, oh no, when they come in, when the customers come in, oh no, they'll be seated here, and you have this there, and like, do you know what annoyed me?
But they boost that until later on. Remember?
Yeah. I'm getting mixed up with the timeline. Yeah. Do you know what?
Before lockdown, they didn't.
Didn't acknowledge. They didn't acknowledge it. They didn't even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And I think this was just, I can't remember, it might have been after, fam. I think it was, but I also wanted, I'll mention it now. Remember they was bringing us hand sanitizer and had 0% alcohol in it? I was just like,
that
multi-billion pound company, and they're sending us cheap hand sanitizer with no alcohol in it. Like, if you understand alcohol, that like, literally kills bacteria in it. So
that should be like, at minimum 60-70%.
Obviously, cheapskates, isn't it? And now, real March, all the stores shutting down around us, innit? And it's quiet. Like, Victoria's quiet, innit? Yeah. The station's quiet. Central. I remember I went Central one time with my boys, innit? Yeah. It was like a ghost town, innit? Proper. I was like, rah. But back in our job, even back to normal, you know what I'm saying? Nothing to see here, folks. Everything's fine, isn't it? So I was just like, no. And then this was like a week. No, we're approaching lockdown now, isn't it? Yeah, I think we were locked down Monday, the 23rd of March. I think this was like Friday. It was on Friday or something, innit? Yeah. And I was like, next week, I'm not going in. I don't care. If they like, this was before, I think there was rumors of the lockdown, innit? Yeah. But I was like, lockdown, no lockdown. I'm not coming in next week. I don't care. Yeah. Because it's just ridiculous, man. It's like, I remember when we was going into a store as well, yeah. Other shops were like, oh, they were closing it and have a sign as well. It was like, oh yeah, employee safety is like our top priority and all that, innit? So I'm just looking at ours. I'm just like, so what? Our safety is not their priority. So I was like, I'm not going in. Obviously, Monday happened, yeah. And then my boy, his store got shut down, like the same industry in it, but like different company in it, yeah. His store closed in it before Boris even made the announcement. I was like, what the hell? And then obviously one of our colleagues in it, he had like a eye infection or something in it. And I think he just that might have been even a COVID symptom at the time. I think it is actually a symptom. So we didn't even know that at the time, innit? Yeah, it is. We didn't even know that at the time. He came back for one day, and I was like, yo, how was it? And then, because they shut the one, I can't even say it, bro, because it's gonna be bait what company I'm talking about, isn't it? But basically, we have bare staff members in our store. So we're supposed to social distance now, isn't it? Yeah, social distance is becoming a thing now. It's like the norm now, part of our language, isn't it? And there's like literally 10 men in our store, yeah? I'm hearing all this, innit, from like feedback from those people that's been in it. I was like, this is just
But there were even managers, the company we were working for. I was hearing like managers speak up about it and say, look, you need to shut the store something because we're concerned. But even then,
I heard it as well. One of the managers was like, yo, this is getting too much now. This is like people are literally dying, like, and you just got us here working like on the front line. Like, I think I checked out that company because I was like, okay, you've clearly made it obvious that profits are more important than the health and safety of your employees. So I think that's when, like, I just checked out in it, yeah? And then 8 p.m. announcement, Monday, 23rd of March, Boris announces the UK is on lockdown, in it, yeah? National lockdown. So I'm gassing it. I remember I recorded like a little Snapchat video. I was like, dances, music in the background. I was like, hey, come on, lockdown, yeah? I've never experienced this before, but it sounds lit.
But that was short-lived, remember?
Yeah. So basically, we were locked down from home and all that. And then
May time, they sent us laptops.
I was going to... I think it was before that, in the April, innit? So basically...
Okay, it was.
they were stressing us like, yo, you need to do your training every day. Like, they were just giving us like, it's like, I almost said the company again, yeah? They do not like the idea, yeah, of like paying you lot without you lot doing anything, which I understand. Obviously, yeah, that's not just exclusive to them. That's anyway, I wouldn't like do the same, but it's like, they made it so like rampant that, though, you have to be doing something, even if it's training modules, and we'll send you unnecessary training modules that you've already done before. So we was just doing them every single day, just like monotonous stuff in it, yeah. And then we were saying, oh yeah, your laptop's gonna be arriving soon, your laptop, and they kept getting delayed. So it didn't come for like a good 4 weeks, I'd say. 4 to 5 weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
They arrived. I think they just arrived like a week or 2 weeks before my birthday, innit? We got them. And then obviously we're in a whole new different field now, innit? Because I would say it's like when I was doing my sales and like one of my strengths, I would say is like communication. Like when I'm in person, I feel like I kind of converse with anybody. I say communication, I'm sort of baffling up my words, innit? But like I feel like that was one of my strengths. So you're taking that element, that aspect out of my game, innit? Now I have to sit behind a laptop and then try and sell. So it's a completely different dynamic. And then, you know, you can take the floor from here, innit? So
I just feel like not just the company we were working for, I feel like during the pandemic, a lot of companies showed their true colours, and it's not just the company we were working for.
Sorry to interrupt you again. I was like, what we're saying is now, yeah, it's like, just this is, it's not just exclusive to the company we work for. This is everyone, but we're just talking about our experience in it, so.
Any face-to-face jobs, this is literally the reality, basically.
Sorry for interrupting you. Carry on.
No, it's fine. So, like, what was I going to say? Yeah, like, I just felt like a lot of companies had this attitude of, oh, yeah, you know, there's a pandemic now. And, you know, around the time, people were being made redundant, losing their jobs and stuff. I felt like a lot of companies had this attitude where they were like, well, you guys don't really have anywhere to go. So you guys have no choice but to deal with the bullshit that we give you, basically. That's how I felt like, you know, and the only thing I wasn't really happy about, I get that, you know, no one expected a pandemic to happen. No one expected, you know, this to happen in our lifetime, to be honest with you. And I just was like, well, I work in a store, you know, I never applied to be, you know, to work on a laptop. I never applied to work on a phone. You know, this is not my area. So why do I have to do it? You know? And At first, I wasn't comfortable with the idea. I mean, don't get me wrong. I was really grateful that I still had a job. But I just felt like it was like a lot of companies just kind of disregarded, you know, you like just us in general.
Yeah.
I mean, that I wasn't really happy about. I was just like, well, you know what? Okay, I got a job and I'm grateful. But at the same time, I'm not comfortable doing this because it was a lot more stressful than being in store.
Yeah.
There was a stress that came with it.
The feelings were mutual across the board, innit? I don't think anyone felt any different. Everyone, you know, from the management and the senior level, I was like, oh, you should be grateful that, oh, you got your jobs and all that, and all that. But I was just like, I can understand, like, they're reacting to something that's completely brand new, but it's like, the way you're going about it, it's just like...
It was
very, like, you should be grateful that we're keeping you here and you're doing... I'm like... Like, that was the whole notion before we even received the laptops. It's like, oh, be grateful you're getting paid and all that. I'm like, what do you mean? Be grateful? Like, what are you talking about? We're the ones that bring in, like, the majority of your revenue to the company. It's not our fault that we're at home and we can't do nothing. Do you know what I'm saying? It just really pissed me off, like, the attitude, like, some of these, this was coming from the senior level and all that, like, oh, I'd be grateful that you haven't lost your job or been made redundant. I'm like, why would I be? Like, you're a multi-billion pound company and you've got no reason to.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I want to say some stuff in there, man. I might get cancelled, man, honestly.
Our experiences, and I think a lot of people that work in retail can probably relate. And also, you know what, this pandemic made me realize that the companies that are like the jobs that are like low paid, like customer facing jobs, they were the one that basically kept the country running. People who worked in supermarkets, delivery drivers, cleaners, you know, all these, you know, low paid jobs that weren't really valued were now like classed as essential workers that helped the country a lot. It just shows you that, you know, the people, you know, that people that work in these sectors, retail and stuff, hospitality, cleaning, delivery, they're actually just as important as people who actually who work in office jobs, you know?
That's what
I'm just as valuable as someone who works in an office earning God knows how much.
More valuable, actually. It's just we're not treated with the same respect or decency. And even like I'm hearing this as well. Like all offices shut down before, way before we went onto lockdown anyway. So if you worked in an office, like HR level or anything like that, you was working from, you was coaching at home. So I'm just like, so we're, you can be at the office, that's fine. Yeah. Like I would assume you could be at the office, but we're literally at, what's it saying again? When you're at war, man, you know what I'm saying? We're basically the pawns in it, yeah. We're on front line, that's what I was trying to say. We're on front line, innit? Yeah. Not even like we've got our team members, we've got different people coming and mixing and all that, man. It was a whole shit show, innit? So anywho, we're all doing our stuff now, innit? Yeah. It's like spring, summer, June times, innit? Like May, June times, innit? And then it wasn't too bad, the working from home and all that. Like, depends on what team you was
at. At first it
was
bad.
It wasn't too bad. Like we had different was designated like different sections in it, like sales team, you're dedicated to the sales team, technical team, whatever. Like, it was all right, it wasn't just doing your thing, but it's just like, oh no, push for this. I'm like, do you not know what's happening? Like, it's like, can you not read the room? Are you unaware? It's like people are literally dying and people are losing their jobs and people got no money and people are not thinking about what we're trying to sell to them at the moment. Yeah.
But, mental health as well.
Yeah, that people- as well.
Like even us, like our mental health, like a lot of us were struggling with anxiety, low moods.
I was kind of struggling at this point, but nowhere near to what I'm about to touch into later in the year, yeah. And then I think it's like early end of June, you know. end of June, yeah. I think lockdown, it's not ended yet, but I think that they're about to open up like some retail stores again and all that, like a gradual reopening of the country in it, end of June, beginning of July. Yeah, it's mad because it feels so long ago, but it feels like yesterday. It's so weird. It's a very weird one, isn't it? So then we're going back into store now, like bit by bit in it. Yeah, I think I was like one of the last people. No, I wasn't one of the last people. I was like in the middle to go back into store. And then was in, and it was just like, okay, hopefully we can go back to normal again. Like, but I don't think it ever did. Well, what do you think?
No, I don't think it did. I feel like, I don't know if it's because we just realized a lot of things while we were at home. And we just, this is not what we want anymore. Yeah. And I think it's everyone has really like woken up in some way. But I feel like when we went back, it wasn't the same.
Just wasn't the same, innit? It was just like, it was just weird, innit? And then I'm going to touch onto this and just talking about this guy is just going to, it's going to boil my blood. It takes a lot for me to hate someone, yeah? Especially someone I used to respect or had a likeness to in it, yeah. But I ended up hating our manager in it, yeah. Like, because me and him used to get along quite well. And people would say in the team that, oh, we're like the closest, us two in it, yeah. Yeah, they're probably right in it. But then around summertime, he had his own personal issues in it, fair enough. But what would annoy me about this individual, this manager, yeah, is that if any of you lot had an issue, it's like, oh, leave out the door type of mentality, innit? Which I understand, okay, cool. But you have got to, you're the one that's setting an example. You're the one that's setting the standards. So, you know.
This individual has even, I mean, when I first started working with this individual, and you know, when me and this individual had a one-to-one. That was actually one of the first things he said to me, you know, leave your problems outside the door.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to hear it. I've heard it, and he's not the only one that said it. I've heard it before. I've heard it from different managers, different companies, and different outs. Do you know what I'm saying? I've heard it before. It's common. It's common.
It's the retail mentality. Yeah, if you work in retail,
Which I feel like you could bust that saying even a couple of years ago. Yeah, but I think because of now, with the day and age we live in terms of mental health and all that, I feel like, yeah, you can't really say that these days. Like, so.
No, you can't.
Like, yeah. Well, my voice was broken. But yeah, he's the type of guy that would say that, innit? Yeah. And like you said, he actually did say it to you when you first met him. Yeah. He's going through his own personal issues, blah, blah, blah. He's like going back and forth out of the country. He's just taking the absolute piss, innit? Yeah. Which I don't know why, but he wasn't it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how he got away with it, but he was doing it, innit? And then he came back. That man just looked, he was like, oh, I'm ill, I got this, I got that, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, whatever, man. Like, this guy had a guilt trip that he thought had some mad, deadly disease, bro. Like, and it turned out it was fucking nothing. Yeah? I was like, you fucking wet white, bro. Yeah? And then he came back, yeah? And then he just looked. You know, obviously he was ill in it, yeah, but not to the extent that he was saying in it. Man shaved his head. Like, I was like, are you trying to make us feel like trying to force us to like feel sorry for you or something like? Because you trying to make, man was looking like, no disrespect to people, but like, you're kind of looking like a cancer patient or something. That's someone that's going through chemotherapy or whatever, or radiotherapy. He was just on that mazz, wasn't it? And then one day, me and him had a dispute in it, yeah, out of nowhere, complete miscommunication from his end, yeah. And I'm someone who is like, I'm very respectful in it, fam. But once you disrespect me, I can switch just like that. On a personal level or professional level, I don't care. Because I have that mentality and I will always have that mentality in it, yeah. Because I'm very respectful in it. So I'm very nice. And like when I first meet you, I'm very respectful. So if you're rude to me, yeah, or disrespectful to me, I'm going to disrespect you times 100 in it, yeah. That's just how I am in it, yeah. So that happened, innit? And then me and him completely fell out after that, innit? And there was just tension, innit? I remember us being in that. Wasn't before we were talking about football, we had a bus jokes, like, you know, like sell. Like, we had that, you know, professional but kind of friendly relationship as well. Yeah, that went out the window, innit? And then there was just tension, innit? And I was just like, I actually just hated coming into work. I'm like, I'm coming to work for a shitty company. Fucking manager that thinks he can flip and disrespect me. Yeah, like I was like, man, I've had enough. And basically, I inquired about transferring in it to like my local store. Because at this point, loads of employees were getting transferred to the local store due to like obviously pandemic and all that. So it would be a lot safer if you could just like, you know, walk to your local store, even like a quick 10-minute bus ride in it. Yeah. Because I feel like in the company we worked for, I feel like if you was from South, yeah, you always work in West or Central. If you're from North, you work in South. It's like you're never working in your close. It's just annoying, isn't it? And the thing is, I've always wanted to work in my local store, innit? Yeah. I remember I used to like go past and I was like, I wish I could work there. It's like 10 minutes away from me. Like, I don't have to waste no time, like commuting for like an hour. It will save me bare money as well. Yeah, what I realize is, man, be careful what you wish for, because this is when went straight downhill, yeah? Basically, I inquired about transferring in it, yeah? And then I was on annual leave. So my last day was on a Sunday, I was like, and I called in sick, yeah? I don't think I was actually sick, but actually I called in sick in it, yeah? Which I never done anyway, but for that day, I've done it. I can't remember why. Then I was on annual leave in it. And I found on annual leave, I get a call from like the South division. It's like, oh, you're in Streatham. You're coming to like the South store, whatever. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. I was like, I didn't care at that point. I was like, yeah, okay. I inquired about it. I didn't actually say I want to. I just inquired about it. So now I get located down to South. But then I'm hearing like, oh, like rumors, isn't it? Like that my man, he's saying that he pushed me out of the store. I was like, big man, you can't push out a shit if you tried to, bruv. Yeah. You couldn't push a pram, bruv. You didn't push out nothing, bro. Yeah. So I inquired about it, yeah. I asked about transfer and inquired about it, but he made it seem like I just thought like I forced him to like leave. And I was like, no. I inquired about it myself, innit? Yeah. it happened without my knowledge, but you did not push me out in it. Yeah. So I didn't like that in it. So I'm in my store, yeah. I'm like, ah, calm in my local store, blah, blah, blah. My loggers are not working. Yeah. So I can't sell. Yeah. So if you can't sell, you can't make money in it. Yeah. Basically, you're just earning your flat, your basic in it. Yeah. Which ain't great. Like I need my my commission, my bonus, whatever in it, incentive. Yeah. I'm going back and forth. Like my manager, like he was, and my manager and my new manager, he wasn't actually the manager. He was like a couple of roles below that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a Scooby-Doo about management in it, man. He was a nice guy. He was a cool guy. At this point, I ended up falling out with everyone in it, yeah? Like, literally, like, I just had this, like, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like lockdown changed me a little bit in it. And it wasn't that lockdown changed me. It's like, I realized, like, what you man are about in terms of the company and all that. So I'm having a back and forth issue. Da-da-da-da. Login's not working. He's saying, oh, it's because you're old store. He's saying, oh, because it's the system, this, that. They're not working for like 2 months in it. By this time, we're in October now, aren't it? Yeah. And end of October, we go back into another lockdown. Yeah.
I remember.
It was like a mini one. It was like a month. Yeah, it was like a month one, in it. And then
there was one in December. There was one in October, November, yeah, or something
October,
like that.
October, November, and then I think end of December, January. There wasn't a mini one. Yeah. And then we had to be in store, but like have our laptops. It was just like, it was so awkward, innit? Yeah. It's like, customers will come in, we have to greet them at the door, take that. It's just,
we were basically two roles. We were basically doing two things.
Yeah.
Which I don't think was fair.
And by this time as well, I'm starting to get health issues in it. Yeah. Like my stomach in it. Like I'm being this. I was lactose and I found out I was lactose in it. So anytime I had dairy, it was a madness in it. I'm not even that. I was stressed. Like, work was stressing me, innit, yeah? So that aggravated it even more, yeah? So I just hate it. Obviously, we have to wear masks, glass. It's just, oh, my God, it was horrible, man. I just think about it right now, man. Obviously, it was so horrible, innit, yeah? Like, literally, day by day, my mental health was going down, innit, yeah? I'm, like, getting these pains in my stomach, blah, blah, blah. I have to go like get blood tests and all that. It's just a complete mess, isn't it? Yeah. And then we come out of thingy, innit? Yeah. And then my logins magically work, innit? No, before they magically work, I actually pop into the old store, to Euro store, yeah. And I see the manager, yeah. And he obviously like just tension it. So we lock eyes in it. And then he goes out the back. I'm just like, this pussy can't even face me, innit? Comes back out, he's got my uniform in it, like big bag, like things like update uniform. Just slaps it on the chair right in front of me and just looks at me. Like, doesn't even give it to me, doesn't even say anything. He's like, oh, this is your, he just slaps it right in front of me. Just expects me to take it. I just went like this. Like, what do you want me to do with that? He's like, it's your uniform. I was like, yeah, I know, but I didn't come all the way here to collect my uniform. I come here to talk about something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talked about that, whatever, he left and I was speaking to one of our other colleagues, innit? Yeah, so that didn't get resolved, but I think quite long after, they finally worked in it. But by this time, I was just like, I'm done out. Mentally, I'm done out. Physically, I'm done out as well, because obviously I'm having like these health issues, innit, yeah? I need to get a doctor's note at this point, innit, yeah? And it's not even like a fake, it's like, no, genuinely, I need to get a doctor's note because I might run into the middle of the road at one point. I might do a Mazda, then run into the middle of the road. It was horrible, man. It's like December, innit? It's horrible. The only highlight is that I had a really good Christmas, innit? Yeah, I spent it with my girls and her family and all that. I had a really sick Christmas, but I knew after that it would be all over, innit? But that's my part towards the end of 2020. Like, what about yours?
Well, obviously, I just recently left that company, so I was there quite a while. Woo!
Come on. Well, cheers to that, you know. Some aqua, you ain't got glass.
But for me, it was, I felt like you as well. Once we got back to store, after the first lockdown, like the first national, the big lockdown.
Yeah.
When we got back, I actually felt okay, it was fine. Mm. was fine, was working normally. And then when we had the other lockdowns, and you know, like we were working from home, and then we had to come to store and work and do, you know, do all these like, you know, in store work and, you know, online work. That's when I started to feel a bit like, you know what, I'm not really liking this anymore. But it was also because I just genuinely felt like I wasn't really appreciated. And I feel like a lot of people felt like that in the company we worked in. I didn't feel appreciated. I didn't feel valued. And I'm someone who thrives on like appreciation. If you appreciate me, I will go above and beyond for you. And I've always worked like that. So, you know, when I worked with previous managers and stuff like that, previous, you know, stores, I was always appreciated for the hard work I put in, you know. And when that started to die down, my mental health and everything, like I just felt like, you know what, maybe this company that I'm working for is not as good as it used to be. And it wasn't. Like it started to go downhill as well. When I first in 2016, I loved it as well, Callum. Like I used to come in the first 2 years, 2, 3 years, I actually enjoyed it. I was like, I'm growing, you know, I love what I do. I didn't really mind coming to work. And then I don't know what it was, but after the pandemic, it just my mental health like went down. And I feel like what like being at that company was a big factor why my mental health was so bad. Because there were so many changes within the company that
So
benefited the
many,
business,
so many. Yeah, benefited
but
them.
they
But
didn't benefit us.
yeah, and it's like they want us to adjust to it as well. And it's like you're changing to, it's like even like the commission and the bonus structure, it's like
That's what, yeah.
you're just making it impossible for us to make. And it's like just to align with your pockets, man. Like just to, and this company said that they make money continuously every single day. Yeah, regardless of people buy or not, because it's of how their payment plan is set up and all that. Like they get money coming. Obviously, I'm not a financial expert in it yet, but I'm not stupid. I've got two eyes and a brain in it. Yeah, they got constant cash flow coming in, etc. Yeah, so
Yeah.
it's like these men are going on like, oh, like they're on our last legs and all that. Like, oh, look, fam, yeah, you're probably at a mad deficit right now, but you'll make that up within 6 months. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just all fueled by greed, man. Like all fueled by greed at other people's expenses, man. Like mental health. Like it's just fueled by pure flipping greed, and that's what just annoyed me. So, and that's why that's going through my head at the time as well. While I'm going through the stress and this health issues as well. It's like I know it's like you couldn't give a F if I dropped dead today from COVID. You just replace me, because all I am to them is just like a name. A contact
A number.
number, a
That's what
name,
you are. You're
a
just
name, a contact number, employee ID, the account number and sort code that they have to pay us, which it was probably up to them. If there's no human rights, they wouldn't even pay us. Yeah. Like you're just nothing. So I've never understood this loyalty to have like towards like corporate companies or whatever in it, man. So I'm just finished at this point. I think we all are, man. But because obviously the way I carry myself, I'm a bit more like reckless at this point. And then basically, when my new manager, he's like leaving in it, yeah. And I was like kind of happy in it. And I was like, at this point, I was burning bridges with everybody in it, yeah. Like, and me and him ended up falling out. I remember like shouting over the phone with him. I was like, yo, da-da-da-da-da-da. Because like he messed up the rotor. Like,
don't do.
no, but the thing is, he messed up the rotor, and that's something you just it's so simple. You can't make the basically there was two different rotors going around in a group in it, yeah. So people were, and most of the people were following the wrong row. I was the only one that was following the right row in it, yeah. And my man wanted me to come on a Saturday. I was like, no, I'm not supposed to come in. And then my man's calling me to come. Oh, bro. Oh my God, man. I wanted to do a Michael Myers at that point and just go for everybody, man. Yeah. Then he's leaving in it, yeah. So I'm like, cool. Yeah, he's gone. He's leaving. Whatever. I found out we're getting some new manager, some female manager. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yes, can't wait. New management. Hopefully things will be on the rise or
Got worse,
whatever. Damn, boy. Was you wrong? I don't think I can actually go into details on this because it's actually so flipping mad, isn't it? Yeah. Basically, I had to leave, innit, yeah, because I got snaked out by one of my members, innit, yeah, who I was genuinely cool with at the time. I thought I had my back. And this boy was a lot older than us as well, yeah. This was back in March. I had to just leave with immediate effect, innit, yeah. Like, I'm not gonna act all innocent here. Like, oh yeah, I was perfect. No, I'd done wrong. I done a lot of wrong in it, but I felt like I was pushed to do that wrong. Like, and I felt like I don't regret it. It's not something I regret. I done it and it happened, innit? And at the time, yeah, it was hard, man. It was a hard time for me. Innit? It was so hard, man. So hard. I was like, rah, I've got like no, there's no trust. It's like literally, this is what retail is. It's like, there's no loyalty, bro. Like, there's no one's got your back, nothing, man. Literally, like, it's a kill or be killed. And it's just all this for nothing, man. All of this for what? For, oh man, it's such rubbish, man. It's such rubbish. And then obviously around this time as well, you're thinking on Lee. I think you actually did hand in your notice as well.
Like, you know, like, I had some major issues with, you know, certain managers and the company. And yeah, like, I remember this year, March, it was around like February, I handed my notice in because I had a fallout with the manager. But I wasn't happy with the way I was treated. You know, I just felt like the way I was spoken to, the way I was treated, it was about an incident basically. And this individual was like, I felt like it was more of a threat than anything. He was, you know, in the meeting, he was like, oh yeah, one of you guys almost lost your job. One of you guys almost got sacked. And then this is like, bear in mind, this is like a meeting with my colleagues. So at the time, I didn't know it was me. So, but the thing is it wasn't, the situation wasn't as bad as you think it was.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, I didn't do anything bad. I just made a little mistake. That was it. Mm. And I just felt like when he said that, I didn't react. But I had a gut instinct it was me. Then when he spoke to me, it was just a one-on-one meeting. It was just me and him. And I can't remember what he was saying, Callum, but I exploded. I went mad.
It takes a lot for you to explode at all because you're really nice, really calm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think it was also because I had like a lot of frustrations built up because of, like, you know, what we were going through. And I kept my mouth shut for such a long time that when I felt like I was, you know, being treated like shit, I just lost my mind. I was just like, look, if you look, I even said this, I was like, if you look at my history with this company, it's clean. You know, I've never had any incidents, any complaints. You know, I never take the piss. You know, I never called it sick. I never, you know, I was never late. I was like to him, I'm actually one of your best workers. You know, like, I've always supported you. I've always helped you. I've always stepped in when you needed me to. And I was like, this is how you guys treat me. Like, you know, I was just like, I'm sorry, but if this is how it's going to be, then I will just leave. I'm not going to stay I'm not being, you know, I'm going to be treated like shit. I just didn't like the threat. I just didn't like the fact that I felt like he was threatening me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, that's so unfair. And that's when I realized, that's when I started to see, like, that's when my eyes actually opened.
That's when you saw that's when you saw my vision, innit?
Yes. Oh my God.
Gigi, I'm so, oh my God. Gigi, I'm so glad you said that. Yeah. Because it's literally, I feel exactly the same way. It's like, prior to COVID, when I did come in sick, when I did call in sick, it was legitly because I was sick in it, yeah? Like, I never had any issues. No customers complain. Bro, like, customers love me, bro. Customers, it's fact. Look on the system. Customers love me. I never had no issues. Obviously, you can't please everyone. I had a few complaints or whatever, but that's, can't please everyone, yeah? I had no issues. I'm like, since COVID happened, since I'm transferred to the store and all that, I'm falling out with everybody. I got every issue under the sun. It's just a joke, man. Because what they've done was, the second time, like December, January lockdown, they intensified like working from home. So you was literally
You got to do 20 things at once.
You was a robot. Yeah, this was their messaging. Yeah. No, like, you're not another operating system. You're you, but we want you to script, like, have this whole scripture in place, like 40, 50. So I'm like, so you want us to be us, yeah? But we have to talk like everyone else in the company. How does that make any sense? And it's like, if you missed out one bit on them lines or whatever, yeah, you were getting like, oh, disciplinaries or meetings and all. I was just like, any chance so you could just sack someone? I'm just like, I wish I could blow all you lot way all the way down to hell, to the depths of hell, man. Like, it's just disgusting, man. The way they showed us was just absolutely disgusting. And the reason why I was struggling with it as well, because mentally I was struggling with it at home. And I feel like I couldn't communicate it to anyone. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's why I was struggling so much, man. Because some people can get up and, you know, act like a robot all day. I can't do that, man. I got too much expression, man. I can't do that. Yeah? Like, I can't do that, man. Like, it's just, it's ridiculous. So that's what basically led me to, like, having to, like, resign with immediate effect. Yeah? So that was my whole journey with that company, basically. And obviously, when I said earlier on in this episode that I joined and then I left in it, yeah, that was calm, man. That was, like, the only problem I had with that, it was a bit far from me. But that was calm, man. This was way before COVID. This was, like, 18, 19 in it, yeah? But yeah, man, it turned to absolute shite, man. And it's just, do you know what was horrible as well? Just seeing like you going through it. Obviously, I was going through it. I know other people were going through it as well. I know someone coming back now is going through it as well now. And this is almost a year on from the events that we're talking about. Yeah. And I saw him the other day, man. I was just like, bro, I genuinely feel for him. Like, I was like, man, I hope you get out of there, because they're just making it so difficult for my man at the moment, for everyone in the company. And the thing is as well, everyone's leaving as well. Everyone's leaving.
Yeah, they are.
Just like at retail level, even like senior level and all that. Bear man have left, innit? So it's just like, well, that's what you do when you treat your employees like shit, man. Because I don't understand this whole thing in, like, you know, when you hear like from people, friends or whatever, like, or coddies, like, oh yeah, like I'm off sick, yeah, but they've been off sick for like 3-4 months, and it's like. And you contact them, it's like, yeah, I am, because I just can't mentally do it. I was like, why is that such a common thing in the workplace, specifically to retail as well? I was like, why can't you try? You're always trying to, like, improve your business model, which you should, yeah, and try and increase your profit margins and make your marketing better. Cool. But why did you ever, like, take into place, like, people's mental health, like, employees' mental health? I remember I was doing all this stuff in it, yeah, like, you remember, like, last year, see the tragic event of George Floyd, innit, yeah? And it was just talking about all of that, and I think, like, BLM and all that. And I remember one of the top guys, like, one of the CEOs, where was talking about, oh, if I found out a racist was on Vodafone, I'd happily deactivate his line. And I was like, shut up, bruv, yeah? So if man had, like, 10, 20 lines, bruv, like, shut up, bruv. You're talking absolute worse, man. It's just, they just pander to this, like, flipping leftist politics. It's all PR, man. It's all PR. Like, you genuinely don't care. You don't care about flipping BLM. You don't care about LGBT. You don't care. All you care is about that. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just like, why don't you actually put like a contingency in place or set a plan in place? How can we make a happy environment for everyone? So it's just money. Because money's finite, man. Money is finite. It comes and goes, man. You'll make it, you'll lose it. You make whatever, man. Yeah? But it's like, why not try and make people love coming into work? Yeah? Man, make it a happy place, man. Instead of making it so stressful. And yeah, do you know what? Like, it's going to be monotonous. Anything in life's going to be monotonous, isn't it? Man, it's work or whatever. Do you know what I'm saying? But it's like, let's make employees feel happy at work, man. Yeah? Like, I just don't feel like that's setting. I don't feel... companies or employers think about that, man. It's just all money, man. And I'm in a new job as well, and it's all money, man. It's all sales, money, man. But it's like, it's, and I'm not saying what I'm in now is like, oh, complete, it's so much better and it's completely different. I'm happier and all that, blah, 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 bro. I like it now and all that, but I might hate it in 2-3 months. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's, I feel like, obviously, I'm outside of retail, I'm more office space, where it's like, if something happens again, I feel like my MD, like, he has our health and safety in check. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just get that vibe in it. So Yeah, man, that's my stuff, isn't it, man? Is there anything you wanna touch on or elaborate on?
I think with the sickness thing, I feel like particularly where we were working, it was very common. Like I even know
It's
someone now
starting to
who's
become common, yeah.
yeah, and I even know someone now who's like who's off from work, and she's genuinely sick. Like
Yeah,
whenever I
and I kind of know her as well, yeah.
yeah, whenever I talk to her, because I keep in contact with her, you know, she tells me like I'm actually like really stressed out, I'm feeling down, anxious. So I already know, like she's not faking it. But if you like Callum, if you hear some of the things that some of these managers say, like about this whole situation, it's so unprofessional,
Yeah.
you know, like I feel like a lot of it is also. It's like it's in retail. It's sometimes they act like they care in your face, but then behind your back, or when you really need them, that's when the true colors come out. Like they don't really. There's
It's
no support.
the shadiness, it's the sea, it's that, it's like,
Yeah.
I know you pretend to care, but yeah, we care, yeah. This, and you genuinely don't. It's like, I'd rather work with someone that's like, I couldn't give an F about you. I want you to just clean my floor. And this dog is getting on my nerves. I keep closing the door, you keep opening it. Why do you keep doing this, Bruno? Yeah. Like, I'd rather have employers like, yeah, I don't care about you. Like, I genuinely don't care, but here's your money. Do your job in it. Where you've got a big corporate company where they're just doing it just for pure PR reasons. Like, and it's like, it's become a point where it's like, when I left in it, yeah, like, in my area, I can't even look at that store in it because it just boils my blood. Now, when I see on the advert, I remember when I left, I kept seeing the adverts all the time where I was like, oh, piss off. Like, do you know what I'm
Me
saying?
too. I'm like, oh my God, please leave me alone.
Yeah, like
Please, I need this.
you notice it more in it. So, oh man, the absolute hatred I have. And like I said, all this is not exclusive. I'm not saying only this company does it, man. It's
A lot of companies.
We can only talk from what we've both experienced, which happens to be this company. So, yeah, man. I think, that's pretty much it. Obviously, you've left recently, and I was gassed because was the number one. For like, hopefully, you will let me say this. Yeah, it's like you were the number one of like, yeah, I'm gonna leave, and you pulled out last minute, and then you finally done it. So
Yeah, I know.
I'm so happy for you, man. And you're starting your new thing soon. Hopefully, you'll love that as well.
Fingers crossed it goes well, but
Yeah.
I promise myself,
But
if this is like any if even if it has a hint of where I was before or where we was before, I promise myself I'm not staying any longer, because I realize that, you know, life is too short to be dealing with stuff like that.
yeah, it's not too sure.
I can't do that again. I can't do that to myself again.
Yeah, and it's so great to see you like happier now, and the growth and the evolvement as well. You've evolved as
I
well.
know both of us, right? Like
Both
we've
of us,
come a
man.
long way.
Look, we both started like, so I'm doing a podcast now and all that. Like, we're doing a lot more these days and all that. You started your YouTube channel recently. I was so gassed when I saw it. I was like, yes, you're finally coming out. You're getting the confidence. Like, it's coming back into you. Like, this is what it's all about, man. So I'd love to see that, man. Hopefully, I'm like, free my guy, free my guy. If he watches, he knows who he is, isn't it? Yeah. Like, your freedom will soon come, bro. You know what I'm saying? Your freedom,
Hopefully.
your happiness and freedom will soon come, man. It's like, it's so, honestly, man, so happy to see you, guys, because I know you was really going through it, man. I was trying to check up you as much as possible, man, because I know what it was like. I was experiencing it, man, and it's not nice to be in. It's so horrible, man. And it's like, what's literally just keeping you coming back is just, it's just that, isn't it? Because unfortunately, the world
Yeah,
we live in, yeah,
true.
you need the monies, you know what I'm saying? You need the finance. But
Yeah, so comfort as well. You just,
at what cost, though? At what cost? Finance, at what cost? You're making all
yeah.
this
Is it
bread.
this? You want this or
Yeah.
this? You have to pick
You're
which
making all
one.
this, bread. At what cost, man? You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
I want
it's
to
not
make
worth
bread.
it.
I want to make bread, not at the cost of my mental health and all that. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, man, I feel like, do you have anything more else you want to say?
No, I think we covered a lot of things, you know.
Yeah, man, it's probably bare stuff, but we can't go into like intricate detail. But there's
Yeah.
so much, man. Hopefully, man, I would love to have you back on here again. It's been a pleasure, GG. I'll put your
Yes.
link on the YouTube channel in the description below.
Thank
YouTube
you.
plus 10, man.
Thank you for having me on your podcast as well. Meant a lot.
No, man. My pleasure, man. It's great. I'm very grateful to have you on, man. But you know what? GG Rostan, till next time. Take care.
Peace.